We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, noble viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbathur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Oles Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Otulsh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Wanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Minchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Bhutan takes care of canines throughout the nation. In ecology news, a Formosan or Taiwanese tofu maker discovers how plants can thrive. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 8th, is the National Day of Andorra, Our Lady of Marichal, honoring the patron saint and protectress of Andorra. Pilgrimages are made to the shrine of Our Lady of Marichal on this occasion, where religious service is held, followed by celebrations including fireworks in the evening. Situated in southwestern Europe, Andorra is known for its picturesque scenery and fabulous skiing in the eastern Pyrenees Mountains. May the people of Andorra have a grace-filled Our Lady of Marichal Day.
September 8th is also Macedonia's Independence Day, observing its self-sovereignty attained in 1991. Located in southeastern Europe, Macedonia contains gorgeous landscapes and has been referred to as the Land of Lakes, as there are about 50 small and large lakes. Among the most famous is Lake Ohrid, the oldest in Europe. Nobel Peace Laureate Mother Teresa of Calcutta was born in what is now Skopje, Macedonia. We wish a memorable Independence Day to the Macedonian citizens.
Three years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television made our debut broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Since then, we have grown in coverage areas and contents to serve global audiences around the clock. We especially offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her benevolent vision, wise guidance, and meticulous care, which has made our channel possible. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third anniversary.
I have been involved in interviewing with Supreme Master Television, and from my understanding of what their mission is, it's very noble. It's really incredible because it has the sense of things really being connected together. The environment, the food we eat, the amount of money we pay for healthcare costs, even violence in the world. You know, all these issues are really connected. So I think Supreme Master Television is doing just one of the great jobs in the world.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. On August 7th, Typhoon Morakot landed on Formosa, bringing severe floods and mudslides that buried villages and claimed over 600 lives. On August 8th, with her condolences and love, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $30,000 for relief and more if necessary. She also asked our Formosan Association members to continuously help wherever needed. Our association members set out in relief efforts, covering all of their own expenses, contributing a total of $153,000 for the relief work. As per the request of Supreme Master Qinghai, the following is an updated report.
September 3rd, 2009, Most Glorious Master, regarding typhoon relief work in Formosa. On August 9th, roads were reopened, allowing us to deliver relief materials to the victims, as well as offer two amphibious rescue boats to the government. We also provided vegan meals for over 10,000 victims and rescue workers from August 13th to 18th.
Beginning August 16th, we visited victims in many hospitals and shelters and comforted families who lost loved ones with Master's relief materials, books, and SOS flyers. Financial support went to 481 families, including those in remote mountain areas in Kaohsiung and Pingtung, where thousands of victims received Master's relief materials, much to their gratitude. We also shared information on the climate change crisis, and many expressed their interest in vegan diet.
Thank you.
On August 20th and 25th in Kaohsiung, we donated $3,400 in vegan cat and dog foods and $3,040 in medical treatment and construction repairs to Formosan Animals Emergency Rescue Team. They appreciated Master's unconditional love and said that we were the only help for the typhoon animal victims. Jiayi Society office just called us requesting tents for the evacuated victims, which we'll send soon. We will also visit an animal shelter in Tainan with a donation and dog foods. Thank you so much, Master, for your immediate assistance and loving comfort. Humbly and gratefully, from Association members in Formosa.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to convey this report, and our association's foreign group for providing it. Our gratitude goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support, as well as our association's relief team for their endeavors to assist the vulnerable. Our prayers that the Formosans quickly recover the stability of their daily lives, and that more people join in gentler lifestyles to restore our planet's precious balance and peace.
Central Olac or Vietnam swept by floods. Days of torrential rains affected areas from Da Nang City to Binh Dinh Province, with the storm taking at least 6 lives. Lightning strikes in Quang Nai Province also injured 5.
Streets were inundated in the cities of Hue, with up to 80 centimeters of water, as well as in Da Nang, where homes were flooded and thousands of hectares of rice and other crops ruined. On September 7th, expressing her heartfelt condolences, love, and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our local association members to go visit and help in any way possible. She pledged $15,000 for the most afflicted, the orphans, elderly, injured, and those in most urgent need. This amount could purchase $252,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on AULAC's cost of living. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's concern and timely aid. Our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones, as we wish the storm affected a fast recuperation to their productive everyday lives. May such weather extremities subside with humanity's greater stewardship of our environment.
Earthquakes strike Iran, India, and Indonesia. On Wednesday, the outskirts of Mehran City in Iran was rattled by a magnitude 4.2 quake. In northeast India, a 5.9 magnitude tremor on Friday was the fourth in the past month and the largest to hit the region in 9 years, rocking buildings and causing people to run in fear from their homes. Also on Friday, a 5.6 magnitude quake hit Indonesia's Ujung Kulon in West Java and was also felt in many parts of Batan Province. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or casualties for any of the tremors. We thank heaven for the safety of the quake-jolted people and regions. May such potential calamities diminish with our increased care of all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu threatens hundreds of thousands in Philippine refugee camps. Among the 400,000 persons displaced by flooding and conflict in camps on the Mindanao island of the Philippines, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has identified several cases of swine flu. Inadequate staffing and medical supplies raise the concern of a very rapid and dangerous spread of the virus. The United Nations is appealing for funds to bring more medical aid to the camps.
On record, 3,402 people so far have lost their lives to the swine flu in some 180 countries. Hundreds of thousands of cases have been reported by governments, with numbers realistically reaching the millions.
With new afflictions arising in countries across the world daily, Egypt and Morocco each saw the passing of a woman in her 20s due to the swine flu. India's death toll increased Saturday as six people in Karnataka and three others brought the total fatalities to 135. Meanwhile, schools across China have confirmed many new swine flu cases, leading to the suspension of classes at certain schools.
Four universities in Hebei province also reported 67 cases as of Sunday. In Formosa, or Taiwan, more children were sickened as a six-month-old baby became the youngest person hospitalized, while a two-week-old is the youngest in Formosa to have contracted the swine flu virus. Macau just reported 78 new cases, bringing her total to 1,267.
We join in sorrow for all those suffering from the loss of a loved one to the swine flu as we pray for the protection of the displaced persons in the Philippines and worldwide. May everyone soon realize the assurance of a vegan diet in halting the tragic pandemics of livestock-transmitted diseases as these.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Esteemed Nigerian human rights lawyer and activist remembered. Renowned advocate for the underserved, Chief Ganiyu Oyesola Fawahinmi has passed away at the age of 71. For his selfless devotion to helping others, the chief was presented with the Bruno Kreisky Prize from Austria and later the International Bar Association's Bernard Simons Award for his human rights and pro-democracy work. He was ultimately named a senior advocate of Nigeria, the top legal title in the country, and most recently was bestowed with the nation's highest honor in being awarded the Order of the Federal Republic. Our condolences to the family and many friends and admirers of Chief Gunayu Fawahinmi, whose noble, steadfast presence will be missed. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal light and comfort of the divine.
2009 Golden Carrot Award winners announced. Established in 2004 by the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, the Golden Carrot Award is presented to school food service professionals who provide healthy vegetarian and vegan alternatives, which are now known to help prevent childhood obesity and encourage good health.
This year's Golden Carrot Grand Prize went to Gwinnett County Public Schools in Atlanta, Georgia, where students are introduced to many new fruits and vegetables through free taste testing. Sharing the top prize is the Jewish Community High School in San Francisco, California, with daily service of organic fruits and salads, as well as soy milk offered at no additional cost. Runners-up included the Colorado Springs School in Colorado, where young students are taught to compose their own colorful and appealing veg plates. Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland, which sends a monthly menu home to parents with new vegetarian menu options. And the Woolman Semester in California that provides nutritious vegan fare at every meal.
A big round of applause, Golden Carrot Award recipients, and all other participating schools. Our grateful appreciation for your dedicated work in serving animal-free lunch options to students across the U.S. May schools worldwide be graced with the vibrant colors of flavorful vegan lunches.
Six Gambian journalists released. Following their arrest in June and imprisonment in August, the media professionals freed include Emil Touré, Sarata Jabi Diba, and Pa Madou Fall, with respective titles of Secretary General, Vice President, and Treasurer of the Gambian Press Union, as well as Pap Sain and Ebu Sawana, publisher and editor of Point Newspaper, and Sam Sar, editor of Foroya Newspaper. All were granted a presidential pardon by Gambian President Yahya Jammeh. Human rights organization Amnesty International and other civil rights groups across the country welcomed the journalists' release. We, too, are gladdened to know of the safe freedom of the six Gambian media professionals, wishing them joyful reunions with loved ones, and that heaven may watch over them as they return to their noble duties of bringing timely and accurate reports to the public.
Philippine ferry passengers saved. A distress call issued by the crew of a large ferry traveling off the southern Zamboanga Peninsula of the Philippines received quick response from the Philippine Coast Guard, Navy, Air Force, and private boats. Their quick arrival saved 931 people from the sinking boat, with 9 losing their lives and over 30 still missing. Passengers had been instructed to put on life jackets as soon as the ship's distress was known. The crew was noted to be the last to leave the boat. Our gratefulness, all response teams, individuals, and the ship's crew members for your swift cooperation and life-saving efforts. We send our condolences for those who perished and our prayers that the missing may soon be found in safety. Wishing the rescued many loving reunions and thankful appreciations of life.
Hello, my name is Am Tilo, and this is my lovely daughter, Leah Lu.
Thanks, Mom. Hi, everyone. Mom and I are vegan.
We're here with a tip for your next holiday. Did you know that there are volunteer vacations?
What are those, Mom?
They are trips you can take to visit a new place or learn about a new culture and help the community and the environment at the same time.
Wow, that sounds like a cool idea.
Yes, you could be a monitor for wildlife, work with researchers studying climate change, build new hiking trails, or assist on an organic farm. There are many choices.
Where do we find out about these?
There are many sources online, like Earthwatch Institute Expeditions and Oceanic Society Expeditions.
I can't wait to check them out.
Thank you for tuning in.
And a big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the USA. On the occasion of its 50th anniversary, Union City, California hosted Gathering in the Park. This fun-filled event featured live music and dancing from many cultures, a health fair, and an international marketplace. A booth sponsored by Loving Hut, one of the vegan restaurants around the world encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of providing accessible and delicious animal-free food, was hosted by our association members from San Jose. Also, to raise awareness about climate change, SOS flyers and bags were offered. The Honorable Mayor Mark Green of Union City was in attendance as well.
Being a vegetarian, I mean, it's just a choice. I think that seemingly more people are making that choice all the time and are going in that direction. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Our special thanks to the Honorable Mayor Mark Green for caring about Mother Earth and putting in a good word about being veg. May God bless all your eco-friendly residents to be happy and healthy with a cruelty-free diet. Congratulations, Unifying Union City, on your 50th anniversary.
In animal welfare news, Bhutan helps homeless canines. Working with the Humane Society International, HSI, and the Bhutan Foundation, the government launched a countrywide project to spay or neuter and vaccinate approximately 50,000 dogs. The $1 million cost of the project will be shared between the Royal Government of Bhutan and the HSI. Mr. Rahul Sehgal, the director of HSI India, said, "I have been humbled by the fact that the top officials of Bhutan have taken the time to discuss this issue at length and decide on a long-term effective solution with the welfare of street dogs at its core. Our sincere appreciation, the Royal Government of Bhutan, the Humane Society International, and the Bhutan Foundation for your care and compassion. May all loving canines on this planet be cherished and protected." Up next on Noteworthy News, tofu leftovers help the growth of passion fruit. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. More soothing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
I wish Supreme Master Television all the best, and I hope on your anniversary you will see that your coverage has expanded, that more and more people watch your channel and are influenced by it. And I hope you can carry many more good messages for the human race by which we all work towards a much brighter and a sustainable future. My good wishes are with you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for an improving world. In ecology news, Formosan or Taiwanese tofu maker finds a secret to a delicious harvest. Ms. Huang Xiolan, head of Daxian Tofu Factory in Taoyuan County, discovered leftovers from producing tofu help in growing healthy passion fruit. Ms. Huang said that her tree grew 6 to 7 times the output with the soy nourishment than those without it. Ms. Huang's brother raises a vegetable garden using the same method. What a marvelous innovation, Ms. Huang Xiolan. Kudos for your sustainable practice to cultivate a luscious crop. May we all utilize natural, plant-based ways for our earth to thrive.
Now, let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Tail Talk.
Người khách đến thăm và hỏi ông chủ nhà: "Bác ơi, tại sao con chó nhà bác không có vẫy đuôi sang hai bên phải bên trái mà cứ vẫy đuôi lên xuống như vậy?" Ông chủ nhà nói: "Ờ thì cũng do hoàn cảnh mà bác ơi, thời buổi khó khăn, nhà tôi chật hẹp quá."
And now for our viewers' heartline about In Honor of Skeets, the Poetic Cat, on Animal World, our co-inhabitants on Supreme Master Television.
Dear Master, thank you for all the lovely programs. I will always love them. I really loved when Skeet the Cat was shown on Supreme Master TV. I have two black cats as well, called Bubble Skeet and Fantastic. Loads of love, Hannah from Bray, Ireland, age 8.
Hi, Hannah. You are lucky to have two wonderful cat companions. Supreme Master Qinghai has a loving reply just for you.
Good-hearted Hannah, thank you for being a fan of our programs. Yes, Skeets was a very sweet and poetic friend. We love him very much, too. Big hug for your Bubastic and Fantastic. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May everlasting joy be bestowed on you and your loved ones. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Rosanna Davison, and wishing a very, very happy third birthday to Supreme Master Television.
Hi, my name's Taryn.
And I'm Maureen.
We're wildlife carers.
And rescuers.
And we just wanted to say happy third anniversary, Supreme Master TV.
Thank you so, so much. And as you can see, these are two of the little orphaned babies that this is all going to help. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Indian and Sri Lankan officials sign a memorandum of understanding to create an education center in Sri Lanka as a gift from India to teach the English language.
The Ministry of Education and Training in Olak or Vietnam requests that disadvantaged students such as the ethnic minority, homeless, and those with disabilities be offered increased educational opportunities.
Macau reports that following Typhoon Morakot, citizens have donated over $2 million to the Macau Red Cross to aid in the relief and reconstruction of affected areas of Formosa or Taiwan.
The Sri Lankan Health Ministry announces a new measure to improve healthcare services by tripling the budget.
Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki signs an agreement with visiting Israeli officials for Israel's provision of technical expertise in water resource management, irrigation, and rainwater harvesting to help ensure food security.
Over 300 former students from across the globe who had graduated from India's South Point School in Kolkata pool their finances to care for their ailing former teachers.
Muscovites celebrate the Russian city's 862nd birthday, featuring over 4,500 events, among the highlights being a theatrical performance in Tverskaya Square.
The U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, Indonesia, provides $100,000 to aid residents of West Java in their recovery from a recent earthquake.
Formosa's, or Taiwan's, Ministry of National Defense announces that humanitarian disaster rescue training will be included in next year's military exercises.
Cuba's Foreign Minister, Bruno Rodriguez Perilla, completes a visit to North Korea to foster bilateral relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.